Bird Note, in partnership with Seattle Audubon. This young black-bellied plover is about to make its first migratory flight. One of four siblings hatched from a nest in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in mid-July, it's been able to fly since mid-August. Now, in early September, the young plover leaps into the air to begin the long journey south. Like most juvenile shorebirds, our migrant was abandoned by parents that began their southbound flights a few weeks earlier. Imagine making a journey of more than 1,000 miles with no experienced guides and only the instincts nature provides you. But shorebirds are social birds, so it joins other young black-bellied plovers as they make their way south. This little flock of birds will arrive on the coast of Washington within a few days if they make a direct flight, or within a week or more if they stop at a productive wetland along the way. Some will winter here, but others will continue their continent-spanning journey, arriving in coastal Venezuela at the end of December. What skills, tools, and resources would you need to make a journey of 4 months over mountain ranges and ocean from the Arctic to South America? For BirdNote, I'm Frank Corrado.